Madam Chair, we recognize the importance of this year's theme for the forum. We agree that more conversation is needed for adopting legal and structural approaches to building inclusive societies. We identify three immediate challenges in this regard. One, globalization and migration have transformed the demographic character of many societies. Two, digital connectivity and social media have demonstrated that disinformation can be weaponized against minorities. Three, artificial intelligence, with its many benefits, poses challenges and opportunities to building inclusive societies. Madam Chair, 2023 has also deepened our fears regarding the increasing propensity of certain political actors to instrumentalize the diversity of religion, race, nationality, and ethnicity for achieving certain political goals. We have witnessed the amplification of otherization, demonization, and stigmatization of minorities. In this backdrop, we notice unfortunate reluctance in adopting legal deterrence to combat such hate crimes. The recent banning of halal meat and imposition of restriction on girls to wear their traditional dresses are some indicators that certain minorities have been increasingly threatened and their cultural heritage targeted by certain populist political actors. Madam Chair, domestically, Pakistan has enacted various policy, legal and institutional measures to strengthen safeguards for protecting the rights of religious minorities. All incidents constituting religious hatred against any minority are duly investigated and the perpetrators face strict legal and judicial process. We take this opportunity to invite all stakeholders to chart common avenues to curb the menace of religious hatred, which is neither new nor restricted to any particular region or country. Madam Chair, we believe that there is a need to, one, enact legal deterrence on incitement to violence against religious minorities. HRC 53 is an important milestone in this regard. Second, build policy approaches based on international cooperation on the fears of otherization through dialogue and engagement.